I think the same storyline has been it's been dragged up time and time again. I made the point last night. I felt that Ballyshannon was becoming fodder for the local press. I think the real stories of Ballyshannon and the good work being done in back in Ballyshannon and other important initiatives certainly hasn't been carried out in media. And I think that, you know, we've been getting a bad name, I think, nationally in the national press because of all this negative headlines.
But you've been involved in politics and are close enough to the media to know that it's not positive stories, really, that's broadcast or published in news. It's going to be those issues that are affecting residents. And some would say the newspapers and radio stations are doing the job that the councillors aren't doing because they're trying to bury it.
Well, I accept that now about the media, but certainly what I do believe is credible journalism. I think that when you have a story in the town, and I think that when you drag it out so much that residents in a certain area become disenfranchised, they become angered because the place they're living has been given an unfair name. I think when there's a story that's ran once, it's ran twice and three times, it certainly doesn't help the cause. So I think we have to kind of, there has to be balance in all this. And certainly, as I said before, there is a line of credible journalism here. When do you draw a line in the story? When does the story finish? I think for regurgitating the story, not time and time again, the paper never refuses ink. And I think in this case, the local press, the local radio press, certainly, it was a matter of filling up air time, and Ballyshannon was the victims of this.